So, John, 2.3 billion probably sounds like a lot to you, right? Well,
yeah,
I'll say you're 2.3 and raise you 65 billion, which is what Madoff made off with.
Madoff numbers.
We need to make sure that the SEC has enforcement and examination divisions in place.
Do they?
Well, that's what my investigation and audits will determine.
Well, that was back in January. David Kotze, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's Inspector General, testifying before the House Financial Services Committee. And he was talking about how they were getting started with an investigation into what had happened with the Madoff Ponzi scheme. Joining us now is David Scheer, SEC reporter for Bloomberg. We have the results of that investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically, from what I understand, the investigation shows us there wasn't intentional misconduct. It was incompetence.
That was definitely one of the themes in the report that came out yesterday, or I should say the summary of the report that came out yesterday. We only got 22 pages out of 450.
So what else did we learn that we didn't know before about what had gone on at the SEC and why they didn't catch Bernie Madoff?
There were two big revelations in the report. One thing that we were unaware of was the number of the tips that the SEC had received over the years that really detailed what might have been going on behind the scenes at Madoff's firms. There were, in addition to Harry Markopoulos, the money manager who's now famous, a well-known hedge fund manager that the SEC hasn't identified, as well as a firm that had conducted due diligence and had determined that it didn't smell right. The other thing that the report really revealed was what happened between Madoff and the SEC, sort of detailed the interactions. And
they called him a charming man.
In one spot, yes. And in other places, they complained that he was...
Yeah, that's the problem.
they also complained that he was pressuring them, giving them pushback, that he was name-dropping, trying to intimidate them. It looks like he sort of used a variety of tactics.
But
when he was
aren't they supposed to not fall for... I mean, isn't there the whole point that these regulators don't fall for those things?
You would expect that they would have been a lot more skeptical, and the report faults them for that. It often looked like it was sort of junior-level staffers, people who were relatively new or didn't have the experience in this area that were appointed to these cases. And they look naive at certain points. They accept at face value explanations from Madoff that the report just says weren't credible.
Another thing that was pointed out in the investigation, and this is something that Harry Markopoulos has very clearly said, is that these people who are investigating these didn't know enough about finances to know when there was wrongdoing going on.
Right. And the report does look at that. It says that in many cases, people who were assigned to the cases had the wrong kind of expertise. In one or two instances, it was people who had brokerage expertise who were going in to try and figure out if there was any merit to complaints about the investment advisory. In other cases, it was people who were relatively new at the SEC.
So they basically looked at these reports of wrongdoing and said, I don't see anything going on here, and he's such a nice guy.
They didn't seem to understand Markopoulos' logic or the logic of other people suggesting that there just wasn't the options trading out there to
nice
to count
guy trumps bad math and fake documents, pretty much.
In certain points, yes, that's what it looks like.
So depressing.
Okay, David Scheer, he's the SEC reporter for Bloomberg. Thanks very much for coming in.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.